Good morning.
早安。
Before we begin, let's come to the Lord in prayer.
我们开始先跟神祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can gather together as a congregation.
谢谢天父，让我们今天早上那个这样一个在教堂里一起敬拜。
We thank you that we can worship together in both our English and Chinese services.
我们谢谢你，让我们在中英文堂都能一起的敬拜你。
And we thank you, even our children have an opportunity every week to worship you as well.
我们也为我们的小孩感谢，因为他们每一周都有敬拜你的时间。
And Father, we remember those and lift up those who are not with us today.
我求你纪念那些今天不在我们当中的弟兄姐妹。
There's a group that's camping, and we just ask that you can give them a good time of fellowship and worship together.
有一组弟兄姐妹出去野营，我求你让他们有一段很好的团契敬拜的时间。
And also safe travels home.
让他们有平安的旅程回来。
And Lord, I do also want to just pray for.Just our church.
我也为我们的教会祷告。
And I pray especially as we're going through an elder process right now that you can really have your hand on this whole process.
我们也特别为我们的长老的选举来祷告，求你恩手来带领。
And Lord, as we'll be having an examination next weekend, Lord, I pray that you can give those of us on the examination committee wisdom and understanding to follow you and to know your will.
下一周六我们就有一个审查委员会开会，也求你给我们这些在审查委员会里面的弟兄们能够有懂得抓住你的旨意来进行这个事。
And I pray for Dan as well that you would prepare his heart as he meets with us and shares his life and his passion and love for you.
我们也为 Dan 弟兄祷告，求你准备他，让他在面试的时候跟我们怎么懂得怎么向我们分享他生命的故事，跟他服侍神的心。
And as we turn our attention to your word now, Lord, help us have wisdom and understanding, Lord, that we may know you more.
我们现在看你的话语的时候，求你给我们有智慧，能够让我们懂，更能够明白你的话语。
And that you would give us the desire to implement and follow your word, Lord, as your disciples.
也给我们一个心愿来服从，来遵守你的教导。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们也谢谢你，从基督的名祷告。阿门。
Today we're going to be looking at two passages from the letter of Paul in First Thessalonians.
我们今天在帖撒罗尼迦前书来看两段的经文。
We'll be looking at chapters 4 and chapters 5.
我们看的是第四章跟第五章。
We'll have the passages on the screen, but you're welcome to follow along in your Bible.
我们会把经文打在这个屏幕上，可是你也希望你们也看你们的自己的圣经。
Just last Monday, I had a follow-up physical exam for my physical health.
他上周日上周一Pastor Tom 去做他的身体检查，看报告。
When I saw the doctor several months ago, they took a blood test to see how I'm doing.
他几个月前 ，Pastor Tom 去看医生的时候，他们验血来看他身体的健康状况。
And they discovered, much to my chagrin, that I have high cholesterol.
他们的发现Pastor Tom 有很高的胆固醇。
And so, as you know, cholesterol is one of those substances in your blood that can make you have heart disease and a heart attack, but there's good and bad cholesterol.
你知道吗？胆固醇高的话会可能影响你的血管，会有心脏病的问题。可是你也知道，胆固醇有好有坏的。
So the doctor put me on medicine.
那医生就叫他吃药了。
And she told me to change my diet.
然后他也叫他改善他的饮食习惯。
And I shocked my wife because I changed my diet.
他 Pastor Tom 就改变他的饮食习惯，连他的太太都很惊讶。
I love meat.
他知道很喜欢肉食。
I love to grill meat.
他很喜欢烤肉。
I've stopped grilling meat.
自从那天以后，他就不再吃烤肉了。
I'm eating mostly vegetables now.
他现在主要是素食。
And whole grain breads.
要全麦的全谷的那些面包。
Brother Guiren, who's our vegetarian here, is my role model.
那贵人是我，他是素食者，他也就是 Pastor Tom 的模范。
But I still eat some meat, so a little bit.
我告诉你，他还是吃一点点的肉。
So I had my follow-up exam, and thankfully, the doctor actually looked shocked.
他在看他的那个检查报告的时候，连医生都很惊讶。
And I was afraid she looked shocked because the numbers were bad, but she was actually shocked because the numbers were good.
上一次是 Pastor Tom 很惊讶，因为他的那个指数不好。这次是医生很惊讶，因为他的指数非常的好。
But she said, I still need to watch my diet and be on the medicine, but hopefully, if things can continue to go well, then maybe I can stop taking my medicine.
他就说，可是呢，还是需要呢，继续吃药，还有改善，继续他这样的好的饮食习惯。要是情况继续这样好转的话，可能有一天他就不用吃药了。
So I bring up this story because it's very helpful for us to have regular physical checkups.
我把告诉你这个故事，因为我是想提醒大家，就是做定期的检查是对身体好的。
I was talking to my father-in-law the other day, Grace's dad, and he was like, I don't like to see the doctor. I don't like checkups.
他那天跟他的岳父谈论这个身体检查的事的时候，他岳父说：“哎，我不喜欢去看医生，不喜欢去检查。”
But we're like, it's good for you.
可他说：“这对你身体好啊。”
But it's also good for the church to have a reflection on the different characteristics that we can be as a body to have a healthy church.
其实对教会来讲，我们也需要常常有一些的反省，让我们可以健康成长。
And so in August, we had, as a church, and many of you attended, a Growing a Healthy Church conference.
我记得在八月份的时候，我们就开有一个健康教会的成长的一个会。
And Reverend Jonathan Liu was our speaker.
当时呢，刘传章牧师是我们的讲员。
And if you missed those messages, I think they're online. You can listen to them.
但是那时候你没来听的话呢，其实这些都有在我们的网上有录音的。
And that inspired me, at least for our English service, to continue to speak on this notion, this idea of what it means to be a healthy church.
那这样呢，就让我呢，在我的起码在英语崇拜呢，我们就讲了一系列有关于这个健康教会的情况。
And I was inspired by an article that I read that was part of Southern Baptist denomination.
那而且呢，南方浸信会的一些文章也给了 Pastor 很多的启发。
And in the article, it talks about 12 biblical characteristics of a healthy church.
他文章里面有提到有圣经里面所提到十二个健康教会的标志。
And so I've been preaching through these, and if you can understand English, again, they're available on our website, and you can listen to some of these messages.
所以 Pastor Tom 就按据这个进行了一系列的讲道。要是你懂英语的话，也欢迎你上网去聆听。
But I'm kind of making my way through, and we've talked about evangelism and leadership and worship, and last week we spoke about prayer.
就开始我们有讲到传福音啊，门训啊，还有讲到敬拜啊，祷告啊。
And so today I wanted to continue that and talk about fellowship.
今天我继续这个系列，我就讲到有关团契。
And though the Chinese congregation hasn't heard all of these messages, I thought that this is still a good message for all of us to think about and to reflect upon because we do want to have a church that has a healthy fellowship.
虽然呢，可能在中文会众方面，我们常常提到这些问题。可是我觉得我们还是在这个事情上有些的研讨。那我们希望我们有一个健康的团契生活。
We want to be a body of believers that worship and serve God together as we seek to grow in Him.
我们希望我们是成为一个健康的团体，能够一起的来敬拜服事神。
And if we are a congregation that has a that who expresses our love to one another,
要是我们的会众能够彼此的相爱的话
，and concern for one another,
彼此相顾。
Then this can be also a powerful witness of what the love of God looks like in a tangible way to our neighbors.
也是这样的话，也是一个很显明的见，在这个社区中是一个很显明的见证，让他们看到神的爱。
I personally believe, at least in American society, that there's a real hunger and thirst for authentic relationship.
其实我起码我觉得在起码在美国的这个社会当中，很多人都渴慕有一个真实的人际关系。
As much as I love and maybe many of you enjoy the internet and social media,
有很多人呢，虽然现在喜欢上网。
I think that in some senses it's actually made us more isolated from one another.
因为这样的一个习惯呢，变成每一个人都隔绝了。
I'm connected now with friends from high school that I haven't seen in 30 years, so that's good.
好处呢，就说哈，起码我通过面书的可以跟我已经失散了十几年的高中几十年的高中同学相聚。
But the downside is that maybe we spend less time with those around us whom we have physical relationships with.
可是不好处就是我们花在网上的时间很多的时候，就跟我们很多平常在周遭的朋友就少了一些接触了。
That we have physical access to. So so today we're going to start by looking at the basis of a healthy fellowship.
今天我们就看一看什么是一个健康的团契。
And as a church gathers together, we do so not just as any organization who may foster meeting together or fellowship.
是啊，我们教会并不是像一个普通的团体聚在一起。
This is a Facebook page of my neighborhood association.
这是在脸书上啊，他啊 ，Pastor Tom 住的那个社区的一个邻里协会的照片。
This is, some of you might recognize this is our clubhouse, and we years ago had some different meetings there and time at the pool.
其实这次是要是有些人知道吗？就是他们社区里面那个一个社交的一个俱乐部。那很多时候呢，以前曾经在那边呢，他们有个我们教会有个聚会在那边，小孩子还有游泳啊。吃饭啊，那些。
But I mean, to me, this has been really helpful because it keeps me kind of connected with the neighborhood and helps me to know what's going on.
其实这个面书对他来讲很好，因为这样子可以他知道这个社区里面发生什么事情，他也可以知道他的邻居发生了什么事情。
Several weeks ago, I was horrified to hear from my son when I was traveling that there was the sound of gunshot in my neighborhood.
几周前他当 Pastor 外出的时候，他很惊讶的是，他儿子告诉他，他这个社区里面竟然有人开枪。
I'm like,Ours is like the safest neighborhood in Colombia. How can this be? It must have been a firework.
他就说啊，我们这是全哥伦比亚差不多最安全的一个社区，怎么会有人开枪呢？一定是有人放炮竹了。
But I went to the website and I was able to find out the news and they posted what happened.
然后他去到这个网站上去看的时候，那个邻里协会就发出这样的一个新闻。
And unfortunately, it was a tragic situation. There was a man in the neighborhood who committed suicide.
很不幸的是他们就是有一个邻居在住在这个社区的人呢就开枪自杀了。
And I didn't personally know the family, but what I've heard that this family has a lot of problems.
虽然我个人不认识这个家庭，可是我是听说这个家庭有很多的问题。
And so, but in spite of the tragedy, I think it actually helped the neighborhood to come together to help support the family and to pray for them and to help meet their needs.
虽然是一个很不幸的事情，可是却把这些邻居凝聚起来，去关心这个家庭，去帮助这个不幸的家庭。
And so I do think there is definitely value in being part of the different organizations.
所以我觉得参与不同的团体呢是有一定的正面的作用的。
I kind of wonder, could I be part of a Chinese association?
我 Pastor Tom 就有点在想着很好奇他能不能参加华人协会呢？
By marriage, I'm part of the Chen clan.
因为他娶了一个姓陈的一个家族呢。
I guess my wife could take me to one of the meetings and I can enjoy good food.
他想说，我想我可能我的太太就可以去参加这个华人协会的活动，就把她带去，也可以去那边吃好吃的了。
But as we would, as we all know, the church is more than just a social organization.
可是我们知道，教会不是一个社交的团体。
The primary basis of our fellowship is Jesus Christ and what He's done for us.
你知道我们团体的主要的一个根基就是主耶稣基督跟他为我们做了什么。
And so in 1 Thessalonians 5, 9 and 10, we see that the Apostle Paul kind of lays out the basis of our fellowship. And,
now,
yeah.
然后我们就看到帖撒罗尼迦前书五章九到十一节，就看到保罗被我们为团契立下了这样的一个根基。
Now have Shirley read it.
我现在就读在帖撒罗尼迦五章九到十一节，因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着，都与他同活。
The primary basis of our The primary basis of a healthy fellowship is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们团契的根基就是主耶稣基督。
And what He has done for us on the cross.
还有他在十架上为我们所成就的。
Because of our sin, we were all deserving of God's wrath.
因为我们的罪，我们都是受到神的愤怒的惩罚。
But because of His great love for us, He died on the cross for our sins that we may receive His great salvation.
因为他的恩典，让耶稣在十架上流血，就我们的罪被赦免。
God calls those of us whom He has saved to live together with Him.
那神也呼召那些因着他赦罪得生的人呢，能够聚在一起。
We are called to live out our faith as God's gathered people.
所以我们就是被他的我们用信仰的呼召聚在一起，就称为神的子民。
Of which Christ is the foundation.
以基督为我们的根基。
And of which He is our head, our Lord.
他是我们的主，我们的头。
And so the first thing that we're going to look at now, going back to another passage, 1 Thessalonians 4, is a concept, at least in English, I would call one anothering.
那另外我们讲到团契的，就是讲到另外一段经文，它的主题就是讲到彼此。
And so we see here in 1 Thessalonians 4, 9 and 10, that now concerning brotherly love, you have no need for yourselves to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章那边说，论到弟兄相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。你们像马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行，但我劝弟兄们要更加的勉励。
And so, what we see here is this concept of one another.
所以这里我们就看到一个概念，就是彼此了。
Why is this phrase one another so important?
为什么这段话彼此那么重要呢？
Well, it's because there's actually 59 such statements in the New Testament.
你知道吗？在新约圣经里面，关于彼此的有59段经文。
We're called in many different ways to one another.
因为我们在不同的方面都被神呼召叫我们顾及彼此。
And so if you look it up online, one another verses, you'll see a list of 59.
要是你在网上去查搜索一下有关彼此的经文，一共你会发现有59段。
And the number one is, the number one one another is love one another.
那第一个常出现的就是彼此相爱。
We probably see that 10 or 15 times.
你可能这彼此相爱在新约圣经里面你看到可能有十到十五次。
But we see some that are negative, like stop passing judgment on one another.
有一些呢可能讲一些我们不要做的事情，就好像说不要亏欠。
And then others that are positive, like accept one another or instruct one another to help encourage us in some way.
有些呢叫我们彼此的劝勉，彼此的交纳，是要彼此的鼓励的。
One of them that's interesting that I've highlighted is greet one another with a holy kiss.
那另外一点呢，Pastor 有把它重点提出的，就是讲说我们要彼此的亲嘴问安。
This is so important that it's actually mentioned at least three times.
那么重要呢，在新约里面起码出现了三次。
What does this mean?
那什么意思呢？要亲嘴。
Well, if many of you know in Europe, especially Southern Europe, people like to kiss each other.
你知不知道啊？在欧洲，尤其是南方的南欧啊，他们很喜欢来亲嘴问安。
Even when our presidents go overseas, like our former president George Bush, George W. Bush, he needs to kiss heads of state.
就算我们的美国总统啊，布什， 他去访问的时候，他也要跟人家亲嘴问啊。
And so they kiss each other basically on the cheek.
啊，这边你看到是要是亲他的脸颊。
I don't know the whole history of the kissing on the cheek, but I actually think it's probably from the Bible that many of these cultures were highly influenced biblically, and so some of these practices became part of their culture.
所以亲嘴问案的起源不是很清楚，不过我相信这些欧洲的国家可能是受到圣经的影响啊，因为他圣经里面常提到要亲嘴问案。
Now I don't think this means that we all have to begin kissing one another in our church.
我不是说呢，我们教会开始就要学习要彼此的亲嘴问案。
I think most Americans are uncomfortable kissing strangers.
你知道，其实大部分的美国人呢，要去亲嘴问爱一个陌生人呢，是觉得很尴尬的。
My guess is that Chinese are even more uncomfortable kissing strangers.
我相信中国人呢是更加对这个亲嘴问爱是不自然的。
And so I think what we're called to is to find culturally relevant means of expressing affection towards one another.
所以我就觉得说，在文化中有什么是我们是彼此表达我们之间的问候。
For American men, there's something called a man hug.
那对美国人来讲，就是一个拥抱。
President Bush is kind of doing that right there.
你要看到的话，布什总统就是好像做这个事情。
You shake the hand and then you put your other hand on his back, pat their back.
就是你一只手跟他握手，另外一个手在他背后拍。
So you can get close as a man to another man, but not too close.
你看到好像是很亲密，又不是那么亲密的一个动作。
So I think the goal is though that we do express love for one another in some way.
这个主要都是要表达彼此之间的一种相爱的关系。
When we think about this concept of one another, Pastor Andy Stanley from Atlanta Church has a good quote.
那有关于这种彼此相爱的呢，我们就看到这个亚特兰大一个教会史丹利牧师他有提到。
The primary activity of the church is one anothering one another.
这是讲到教会的主要的活动，就是要彼此的关注彼此。
And so we're to take these one another verses to heart, and we're to try to take action. That we're supposed to try to do these amongst each other.
所以我们就现在把这个彼此的概念记着，要看看我们在团契里面怎么样来彼此相待。
And one of the things that he goes on to say is that we need to when we want another each other, we need to be in relationship with one another.
讲到我们要彼此的话，我们真的要建立一个彼此之间的关系。
His quote is, "When everyone is sitting in rows, you can't do any one another's."
他的这个牧师提到说，当我们每个人都是排排坐的时候，我们就没有一个彼此的关系。
So what does he mean?
那是什么意思呢？
Okay, you see right now we're in a worship service.
你就看看现在我们在聚会的情况。
And we have rows, everyone sitting in a row.
那我们现在是排排这样坐的。
How well can you interact with each other when you're in a row?
当你排排坐的时候，你跟彼此之间的交通是怎么样呢？
Not very well.
那不大好了。
Does that mean rows are bad?
你是说排排坐是不好吗？
No, I think it's fine to have rows when we're in a worship celebration gathering.
我觉得要是在一个聚会啊，崇拜聚会里面，我们排排坐的话，是一个不错的安排。
But as a church, we want to move people out of rows and into groups.
可是我们在教会就是不单是我们要排坐来敬拜神，我们也要成为小组来彼此。
Or as Andy Stanley says, we need to try to move from, what he says is circles are greater than rows.
那个牧师他提到说圆圈的比排排坐更好。
And so what he's meaning here is that when we're in Bible study groups or fellowship groups, we're usually sitting in a circle.
就是说我们在查经的时候，或者是说在团契的时候，我们是通常是围着圈来做的。
And so in a circle, we can see each other, and we can talk with each other, and we can relate to one another.
就在一个圆圈做的时候呢，我们还是可以，或者我们彼此可以看见，我们也可以彼此对话。
And hopefully part of that is studying God's word and interacting with God's word.
希望我们在一起查考神的话语的时候可以彼此的有分享。
But also spending time with each other, praying for one another, encouraging one another.
也可以我们一起的为彼此的来祷告，彼此的鼓励。
And so that's why as a church, we like to encourage everyone to move out of just coming to a service and sitting in a row and being engaged in a fellowship.
所以为什么我们教会是鼓励大家不单是周日早上我们排排坐的来敬拜神，也要你们大家希望大家能够去参加团契。
And we have many fellowships in our church.
我们在教会有很多的团契。
We have youth group.
我们有青年人的团契
，and we have elderly joint blessing fellowship，
有属于老人家的福乐团契
，and student fellowship，
还有学生团契
，and neighborhood fellowships，
还有一些在家庭的聚会的团契
，and through all of these fellowships， we can hopefully draw closer to one another and encourage one another。
我们希望通过团契，我们能够彼此更加拉近，能够彼此的更
as we seek to follow the Lord together。
我们一起的来追求神。
And so, if you're not in a fellowship, my encouragement is to become part of one and visit one, and maybe be in a place where you can be an encouragement to others.
那要是你没有参加的话，我鼓励你们参与一个团契，起码你可以去探访一下。可是我希望你能够在一个团契里面能够跟弟兄姐妹有一个好的交通。
So today we're going to look at four one another's.
所以我们今天呢，我们就看四样的彼此是怎么情况。
And so there's two one another's that Paul gives in chapter four, and another two in chapter five.
就是在帖撒罗尼迦第四章有讲到两个彼此，五章也讲到另外两个彼此。
In our English service this morning, I actually only got through two of them.
在今天的早上的英语崇拜呢，只提到两个。
But we'll see how it goes for this service, and we'll see if we can get through all four. Maybe.
我希望能够在中文崇拜呢，能够四个都能把跟他讲完。
And so the first one that we're going to look at, and maybe the one that's listed the most, maybe the most important is love one another.
那第一个跟大家提的就是最重要，常常提到的就是要彼此相爱了。
And we see this in 1 Thessalonians 4, 9 and 10, and in just looking at verse 9, we see, Now concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for youyourselves have been taught by God to love one another.
帖撒罗尼迦第四章的第九节就提到，论到弟兄们相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。
It's actually interesting play on words here, because the brotherly, there's love is listed twice, and actually the word is love. There's actually no brotherly in it.
这边这个经文呢就很特有点在字面上有点特别，因为它提到两个爱，可是本身是没有提到弟兄的爱。
Well, let me explain. It actually, in English, there's really only one word for love.
就是说，其实再简单说明，就是说，在英语来讲，爱在英语只有一个字。
And most people, when they think of love, are thinking probably romantic love or love between husband and wife, or maybe family love or something like that.
当美国人提到爱的时候呢，他们自然就想到男女的爱啊，或家庭啊，夫妻的爱。
But in the Greek language of which the Bible is written in, there's many different words for love.
可是在圣经的里面用希腊语来写的时候，有不同的字来表达不同的爱。
And for those of you who've been around the church a while, you've probably heard about these words for love many, many times.
但是你们在教会很久的话，你都可能听过很多遍关于圣经里面所提的不同的爱。
I think there's actually like five different words for love.
在圣经里面起码有五个字来形容不同的爱。
But in this particular verse, it actually mentions two different words for love.
在这边来讲呢，就特别有两个字讲两个不同的爱。
And so we're called first to have phileo love. It's a word based on phileo, which is brotherly love, and that's why they use the term brotherly.
这里第一个讲到的爱就是phileo, 就是弟兄的爱。
And phileo love, if you've heard of it, there's a city called Philadelphia.
要是你们有听过的话，在听过费城的这个地方。
Has anybody been to Philadelphia?
有没有去过费城啊？
Do you see the bell?
有没有看到那个自由钟啊？
The Liberty Bell is in Philadelphia. It's also known as the city of brotherly love.
这个费城那个名字，英文名字，这就是指到兄弟之爱的城。
Because this word Philadelphia, the root of it, it comes from phileo or brotherly love.
就是费城的这个英文字的原文，就是从这个希腊文友爱朋友的爱弟兄的爱来的。
And so we're encouraged to have this love for each other that's brotherly or sisterly love, basically a family kind of love.
所以我们是鼓励大家有这种的兄弟兄姐妹的爱，就是基本上一个家的爱。
And in fact, the Apostle Paul gave his protege Timothy instructions on how to love one another as a family.
那其实呢，保罗呢也告诉他的徒弟提摩太怎么样去彼此相爱。
And so in 1 Timothy 5, 1 and 2, Paul writes, Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity.
这是在提摩太前书五章一到二节，他说不可严责老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄，劝老年妇女如同母亲。劝少年妇女如同姐妹，总要清清节节的。
And so we're to seek to try to relate to one another as different members of the family.
就是我们彼此之间的相顾，就好像家里人一样。
So for those who might be older, we are taught to regard them maybe as a father or maybe as a grandfather.
就是一些年长的弟兄，你可能看待他好像你的父亲，甚至你的祖父。
And for those that are younger, maybe we treat them as brothers or sisters.
对那些比你年轻的，你可能就比他当作他是你的弟弟妹妹。
And so we're to try to seek to have this family relationship.
这是我们彼此之间建立一个家庭的家人关系。
Does that mean family relationships are perfect?
是不是说家庭的关系就是圆满的呢？
Of course not.
当然不是了。
But when we're in a family, even when we have difficulties, we usually try to work it out, and in so working it out, hopefully that helps draw us closer together.
家里有家里的问题，可是家里家人关系的话，通常有问题，我们尽量的要和解，把事情解决，这样的让家人的关系可能会更好。
And develop a deeper love for one another.
让彼此之间的爱更深入。
So I think also another aspect of this brotherly, sisterly love is that we also have a good, maybe good friendship with one another or good, good camaraderie with one another.
这样讲到我们有很这样的一个家人的关系，就表示我们真的有更好的家人。
Now, of course, we can't
更好的关系。
We can't necessarily be friends, best of friends with everybody.
当然，我们不能跟每一个人都做最好的朋友。
But hopefully, as you engage in different groups and get to know people in the church and get to know them, those relationships can develop into more deep relationships.
那希望你们在团契里面参与的时候，跟弟兄姐妹有更多的交往，能够建立一个更比较深厚的关系。
That can serve as a source of encouragement for one another.
就好像是一种彼此鼓励的一个方法。
But hopefully, we can, you know, just have a, you know, in our relationships with one another, we can actually.Like being around each other and learning more about each other and encouraging one another.
就是我们有一个家人关系，我们都可能更喜欢聚在一起互相的鼓励相爱。
The second love in this verse is that we are to love. We have been taught ourselves by God to love one another.
这第二个爱在这段经文里面所讲的就是说劝弟兄们蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。
And so this one another comes from the Greek word agape.
这样第二个爱就讲到是从希腊的爱 agape 圣爱里面
，which is unconditional love，
就是一个无条件的爱。
It's a love that has commitment，
就是有一个有委身的爱。
It's based on God's unbreakable covenant，
就是神不变的
And
约的爱。
And it's God's perfect love.
也是神的完全的爱。
It's ultimately demonstrated by the love that the love of God by sending His Son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins.
那最明显的就是神差派他的儿子啊，死在为我们死在十字架上这种的爱。
And though each of us has failed God, each of us has sinned against God, each of us deserves the wrath of God. Nonetheless, He loves us in an I would say infinite way.
那可是我们每一个人，因为我们有罪，得罪了神，我们是值得配得受死的。可是是因为神的爱啊，宝血的洗净，让我们免去死亡。
There's a pastor, late pastor of an Alliance church in Chicago back in probably 1950s and 60s.
这有一位这个宣道会的牧师就是在50-60年代芝加哥一位很有名的宣道会牧师。
His name is A.W. Tozer, and he wrote, Jesus Christ knows the worst about you, nonetheless, He is the one who loves you the most.
这是陶树牧师他说过，他说主耶稣基督他知道你最坏的，可是他是一个最爱你的人。
And I think this really encapsulates this idea of God's unconditional love.
这就表明了神对我们的无条件的爱。
He knows everything about us. He knows the good, the bad, and the ugly.
神知道我们每一样最好、最坏、最丑陋的，他都知道。
But in spite of all of that, He still loves us and was willing to send His Son to die for us.
虽然他知道我们这样一切的不好，可是他却因着爱我们，把他的自己的儿子送上十架受死。
And so hopefully this can be an encouragement to each of us to also express this unconditional love to others.
希望我们能够更理解神的爱的时候，我们也能够对别人也表现出这种无条件的爱。
And even though others are not perfect, we still, in an unconditional love setting, we still want to reach out and to serve others and to take a posture of being sacrificial in our posture towards them.
虽然有些人我们知道他是不完美，可是我们却是因为神的爱，我们愿意的也去无条件的去爱这个人。
Okay, the next one another is from the other passage, encourage one another.
另外的一个彼此呢，就是要彼此的鼓励。
And this is first in chapter 5, verses 9 through 11, actually. And in verse 11, it says, after we talked about the basis of our fellowship, which is what Christ done on the cross for us, Paul then uses the word therefore.
David, 我们帖撒罗尼迦前书五章那边，他讲到耶稣基督为我们受死了以后。要做什么?
And so given this great sacrifice, given God's great sacrifice, given God's great salvation that He gives us, therefore, what's the result? It's to encourage one another.
因为耶稣基督为我们受死，为我们付上了代价，所以我们要彼此劝勉。
I like the description by Pastor Kell, and he writes as follows.
我很喜欢这位牧师所写的这段话。
And he writes of why we need encouragement.
他提到我们为什么要需要鼓励。
We live in a broken world. Sin steals joy. Our bodies break down. Our plans falter.Our dreams die, our resolves weaken, our perspective dims.
我们住在一个破碎的世界，因为罪偷走了我们的喜乐，我们的身体遇见朽坏，我们的计划可能会失败，我们的梦想可能会失落，我们的决定可能会不实现，而且我们的人生的看法可能渐渐的灰暗。
And so just in this beginning part of the passage, we see that we're all affected by things like sin. And even as I shared earlier, now that I'm in my 50s, my body's not quite as strong and able to ward off cholesterol like it used to.
我讲到我们对生命环境中有很多的罪恶，或者我们年纪到了，像 Pastor Tom 50多岁了，就发现没有以前那么健康，能够抵抗那些的病痛。
But even beyond these kind of normal sufferings that we have, we're also, Kel writes, we are promised suffering, persecution, and trials of various kinds.
虽然我们在世上有很多的苦难，这里有提，这篇文章也提到说，我们就是我们就神说我们会有苦难，会有逼害，啊，有不同的试炼。
And so as we follow Jesus as a disciple, we can expect to possibly be treated how he was treated.
因为我们是耶稣的门徒，我们可能也遭受到他别人对待他的方法来对待我们。
And we know that there's many brothers and sisters throughout the world who experience persecution because of their faith.
因为知道在世界各地有不少的弟兄姐妹因着信仰受到迫害。
And from everything I've heard, I've heard that even this, there's even this continued pressure in China in order to try to maybe persecute Christians or to at least put pressure on Christians.
我知道最近在中国也有政府也是在打压教会跟信徒。
But he goes on, but God knows his people are in need of grace-filled reminders, so he calls us to encourage each other every day until his son returns.
神却知道我们需要这样的恩典的提醒，所以他教我们彼此的来相顾，彼此的来劝勉每一天的这样做，只等到耶稣基督的再来。
And so in spite of the common trials that we all face,And the maybe more particular trials that we may face because we're a believer, this means that we do need to be lifted up. We need encouragement.
虽然我们就是我们在日常生活中有很多的试炼或者是一些试探、一些的苦难，可更这表示我们更需要彼此之间的劝慰、彼此之间的鼓励。
And I think one means of encouragement is God's word.
我知道一个鼓励，其中一个方法就是神的话。
But I also think maybe even the more primary means of encouragement is one another.
其实我想到另外一个更实际的一些鼓励，就是来自彼此大家。
As we seek to even build one another up.
我们就是要彼此的学习，彼此的建立。
And that's the second part of verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you're doing.
就是要在这十一节所讲的。我们要该彼此的劝慰，互相建立，进入你们素常所行的。
And Paul acknowledges to the church that yes, you're actually doing a pretty good job of building one another up and encouraging one another.
所以保罗这边就鼓励这个帖撒罗尼迦教会说你就是你们素常所行，你们常常的彼此建立，彼此的劝慰。
Keep up the good work.
你们继续你们这样美好的工作。
But be encouraged to even do more.
要彼此的劝慰，甚至要更多的这样去做。
And I think that the English word that kind of expresses this idea is that of edify.
那个英文字对这很形容这方面的就是这个字 edify 造就。
And it means to uplift, to enlighten, and to encourage.
就是好像启发一个人，鼓励一个人来眺望一个人。
And so these are things that we want to do to help one another to grow in the Lord and to continue to seek Christ in our lives.
就是我们彼此的来劝慰，能够彼此的在主里面成长，一起的来追求基督。
I actually find it instructive to think about the opposite of build one another up.
那我其实觉得，我们从那个反方向去想呢，可能大家会更明白。
And the opposite.Would be the English expression tear one another down.
就是说，从一个相反的方向想建立的话，就好像要把一个人拆毁。
And so when you tear something down, you destroy it.
当你把东西拆毁的话，就是你把这个东西给破坏毁灭了。
So how do we tear down?
我们怎么样去拆毁呢？
Well, through criticism.
就好像通过一些论断。
Through gossip.
谗言。
Through finding fault.
找茬。
Through casting blame,
互相的推诿责任
or to maybe make one feel worthless,
就他就会去让那个人觉得自己没价值。
And so I think at least in the world, I think there can be a tendency to be more on the tearing down side.
其实在现实世界，好像人都是比较趋向于去拆毁别人。
But as disciples, we're called to do the opposite.
可是我们做门徒的，被神呼召去做相反的事情。
To build up and to edify.
我们要彼此的建立，彼此的造就。
Through an encouraging word.
我们需要说一些鼓励的话。
An act of service,
我们要彼此的服侍
an offer of forgiveness,
还 要彼此的赦免
an offer of help in time of need,
这是在困难中来给帮助
or maybe a sharing of relevant scripture,
或者是说用经文的来分享鼓励
and so what are some lessons that we can take from these passages to try to live out our lives as disciples.
那我们从这些经文里面学习了什么样什么的教导来做成耶稣的门徒呢
Well, I would suggest there's at least three.
我相信有三样。
And one would be to engage in fellowship.
就是参与一个团契。
And so if you're not part of fellowship, again, my encouragement is to become part of one.
就是你没有现在还没参加任何的团契，我鼓励你参加一个。
But if you are part of one, I also encourage you to try to actually get maybe even deeper with those in your group.
要是你已经参加一个团契呢，我鼓励你能够在这个团契里面跟人的关系更加建立深入。
To get to know one another and to share, to be able to share and pray for each other's needs.
就是去更加认识别人，跟为人家的别人的需要来代求。
Secondly, I think we're called to treat one another as family.
就是就好像我们要彼此相顾，就好像家人一样。
And so we are brothers and sisters in the Lord, and we should try to work things out and to be harmonious in our relationships.
因为我们在主里面是弟兄姐妹，我们就应该彼此相顾，让我们聚在一起更加的和谐。
And lastly, and this one I really encourage you to do, is to seek to encourage someone this week.
那最后一点呢，我特别鼓励大家去做的，就是在这一周里面，找一个机会去鼓励别人。
And that could be through an encouraging word, verbally.
可能是用说话去鼓励别人。
Or maybe through WeChat.
可能说用微信去鼓励人。
Or maybe even...Horror of horrors, writing an actual note to someone with a pen and a paper.
甚至呢，用些老方法啊，写信给别人。
But hopefully we can encourage one another and help to build one another up in light of our circumstances.
就在我们现在的处境呢，我们希望能够彼此的相顾来鼓励。
There's a show which probably none of you have seen. It's called Duck Dynasty.
在电视一个节目，大家可能没有看过，就是讲到鸭子皇朝。
It features men who like live in the country in the U.S. and they have long beards and long hair.
就讲到在美国乡下住的那些男的，他们有长的，留着长长头发跟胡子。
And I think they have some business that has something to do with ducks.
他们中间呢，就是有共同的事业，这跟鸭子有关的。
But these those that are part of the show are actually Christians.
有在这个节目里面，有些演员呢，他们有一些是基督徒来的。
And since they're very pop, it's a very popular show, especially here in the South. They like to go around and to churches and to different fairs and gatherings to preach the gospel.
因为这个节目呢，尤其在美国南部是非常的受欢迎，所以呢，他们就常常会这些人会去到教会啊，或者是那些state fair 去那边去传福音。
And one of them that's part of the show has this quote which I really like. God created us to thrive on encouragement from others.
他有其中一人讲了这句话，他说神创造我们，就是我们有对鼓励，这有一个去鼓励彼此的鼓励的一个渴望。
Think about that. We can cause each other to thrive, to blossom, to bloom in our relationship with each other.Through our encouragement.
你想想，因着我们的鼓励，其他的人能够受到会成长啊，会丰生活会更丰盛，是多好的事。
And so I encourage you to join me in seeking to encourage one another today and this week and in the future.
所以我就鼓励大家今天这个礼拜以后都学习怎么样去鼓励别人。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we do thank you for your word.
主啊，我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
And for this encouraging writing of Paul, who wants us to indeed live together with each other as a family.
我也谢谢你，保罗对这些的书信，鼓励我们大家，我们生活像一家人。
Seeking to love and to build one another up.
就是学习怎么去彼此相爱，彼此互相的建立。
May we do so in your strength and through the power of your spirit.
按照你给我们的能力跟你圣灵给我们的力量。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.